Well, get ready to lace up your shoes and take part in the third annual Remember Our Heroes 5K. This is put on by the Fort Mill 1013 Police Association. We've got two members of that association joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. We've got Bernadette Guardino and
Sal Del Riaga. Did I do it?
You did it. You nailed it.
All right. Sal, I had to think. I kept saying DeLucas, don't look at it. Don't look at it. And then I choked. Let me try it again. Sal Del Riaga.
There you go.
Got it.
I practiced it and I realized that I love you too much, Sal. I didn't want to butcher it, and Ashley did it so well. Bernadette, I got your name down pat.
Yes, thank you.
Just rolls off the tongue, right? Well, before we dive into this race, we've had you all both on this program before talking about the Fort Mill 1013 Police Association. Sal, let's start with you. Kind of give us the background of this association, why it got started, who's part of this organization, and how more people can get involved.
Well, the call sign 1013 is for the New York City Police Department. That is a call sign when an officer is in need of assistance. It is one of the most revered call signs that if you hear that, you drop what you're doing and you just go out and help your fellow officer out. So that 1013 Club has been a part of our lives since we joined the police department. And it also has chapters all around the country for different officers, for retirees when they come down to different places. So we have three chapters down here in South Carolina, and basically we also have a Charlotte chapter as well. So basically when they started this Fort Mill chapter, I was asked to join and stuff like that, and I kind of had a little hesitation. I didn't know what to expect, to be honest with you. But once we joined up, you know, and actually that's where I met Bernadette at, the camaraderie and the you know, people coming together. And the Fort Mill 1013 Club's a little bit unique in the sense that we not only have law enforcement, but we have military, EMS, fire people, everybody, anybody that's like-minded that wants to join our organization and help out, that's who we have in our thing. So.
And do you need to have some sort of career in law enforcement? So anyone can be part of
it? Anybody could be part of the club. We do have a quota that we need to kind of keep to have enough law enforcement, first responders to civilians. But we have lots of people that help out. I'm glad to say we have lots of local politicians that are part of our club, and they support us very well. So we are very happy and keep growing every day. So, yes.
So your story and Bernadette's story, it's really fascinating to share with our audience. I'm going to start, and then Bernadette, I'll let you kind of pick it up from here. But you both were police officers on 9/11 working in New York City. You did not know each other then. You only met each other when you came down here to Fort Mill.
Yes.
And kind of continue the story from there if you can.
Well, I've been coming down to Fort Mill, TKK area for a long time, so we knew, both me and my husband, because he's also law enforcement, that this was going to be home at some point. So when we came down, we were kind of missing that camaraderie we had with friends and family, because we consider our blue family. So we found the Fort Mill. Well, I found the Charlotte first, and he mentioned, hey, Fort Mill has one too. It's a lot closer. So I went, and we met there at the club, and then we felt like we wanted to do more. We wanted to be part of the community again. And we couldn't be in law enforcement because a lot of us say, okay, we're done with that part. But we wanted to help. We came up with the idea to go nonprofit. And when it was approved, we took full steam ahead. And that's how me and Sal met. And we're very like-minded. So we're kind of always out there putting Fort Mill 1013 on the map.
Sal, what was that relationship like, or what was that experience like when you first met each other and you started sharing stories of, like, you ended up working 9/11 together just in totally different roles in law enforcement?
It was very unique, and like I said, you know, I was not so much on board of the idea of, you know, a bunch of retired law enforcement guys getting together and just talking war stories, not my cup of tea, but one of the things that I found very unique and kind of very compatible with Bernadette is that, you know, you don't do this job for the money. You it's more of an adventure, I guess. And I always tell people something's wrong in our heads to even want to do this. But at the end of the day, we both have servants' hearts, and we always want to serve. And basically, I am the current president. She's the vice president. We have taken this club to another level where we're actually helping the community and giving back to the local officers, first responders in the area. Unfortunately, there's not too much support out here, organized support, let me say that, for our first responders. So we figured that we could help out. Last year's proceeds went to the four officers that were killed in Charlotte, and we got to meet some of their families and stuff like that. And it was very fulfilling.
It takes us home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, we want to continue that tradition. We want to keep that stuff. So we have good connections with the local law enforcement and first responders in the area. And this year we're doing something very unique at our race that I'll let Bernadette talk about.
Yeah, so the race they're talking about real quick is the third annual Remember Our Heroes 5K. It's September the 6th from 9 to 1. It's going to take place at a new location this year. It's going to take place at Nation Ford High School. We'll give you this information again in a few minutes. But Bernadette, what can we expect on September the 6th?
I'm sorry. 9/11 special to a lot of us. Really everyone. Everyone remembers that particular day and what happened. Our goal is to bring everyone home. Remember Our Heroes came out to remember our heroes. Our heroes are the ones who've moved on to another world, hopefully a better one. And I wanted to remember them, but we can't forget we have heroes still standing who are fighting hard to get their quality of life back, because our illnesses are getting worse and there's more and more illnesses. So this year I said, hey, can we help the people who are fighting, who are still with us, and they're fighting medically and physically and mentally for that life back? So this theme and mission is to help people from 9/11 who've made South Carolina home, who have constantly in a battle for their health. So it's remember the heroes, but let's remember the ones who are still with us.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful, because what we have learned in the years since 9/11, those who, especially in law enforcement and the employees at the Twin Tower, while they might have survived, they have dealt with health issues for years now.
Yes.
And to your point, there are some that, again, survived, but their health has taken a toll on them.
Yes.
So this is going to help those individuals this year, in addition to the ones that we have.
We will be donating some money to Tunnel to Towers. That's the biggest organization that helps everyone. But we feel like it's time to help those who are still struggling. Yeah. Through the years, trying to battle through. A lot of them have to travel up back to New York to get that treatment for their illnesses. So we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on the living and remember their heroism on that day.
That's beautiful.
Well, we cannot say thank you enough to you two and so many other first responders who, Sal, you said it best. There's something in your system, Bernadette, in your system, that when you see danger, you run towards it. We all run the other way. I mean, it's just beautiful to have human beings that care for others, complete strangers. And on 9/11, we saw that happen.
Yep.
And you don't want to forget. You want to celebrate those who have gone on, Bernadette, as you said, but still remember those that are still here today. And this organization and this association, what an unbelievable gift you are to our community here. It's called the Fort Mill 1013 Police Association. Sal, if folks want to get involved real quick, what does membership look like, and how often do you all meet? Kind of briefly walk us through the mechanics of that.
So we actually meet every third Tuesday of the month. We're currently meeting at Town Tavern in Fort Mill on Highway 160. And basically anybody's welcome to join us. We also have different events throughout the year that we do for our members and stuff like that, and all for the community. So we try to get the name out there to everybody that, whoever needs us, whoever's out there. We're looking for like-minded people who want to help out. Like I said, we have a lot of people that support our group and our cause. A lot of the local law enforcement and first responders know of who we are. We try to help each other out. We always kind of, you know, do stuff for them. So if you want, if you, that's what you want to do, come out and join us. We'll be more than happy to receive you. So, yeah.
And if you want to volunteer, I'm all for it.
It's called the Fort Mill 1013 Police Association. As you heard, they do various things throughout the year. This is an annual event. It's the third annual Remember Our Heroes 5K, September the 6th, 9 to 1 p.m., 9 in the morning to 1 p.m. at Nation Ford High School. Sign up right now online as well. Bernadette and Sal, great catching up with you.
Yes, thank y'all for being here. Thank you for all that you do and for your service as well.
Thank you. Well, one other thing that I was doing that we're going to do at this race is coming together. The last stretch to the finish line is going to be lined up with police cars, fire trucks, and EMS with their terror lights going, bringing everybody home like we did on 9/11.
What a sight to see. Well, y'all are special individuals, and we're a better community with both of you here.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry you're not living in New York, but we're happy that you're living here.
That's right. Welcome to the South.
You probably don't miss the Texas or the winters up there. So we'll take
you. Don't miss anything up from up there.
So. Yeah, okay, good. Will you bring
I don't know, the food.
Food, yeah. Okay.
Well, this is the start of the Yoko Taste Trail Week.
Yes.
You got a whole week.
I'm looking forward to that.
You got a whole week of trying it out. So, all right.